This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The internet's full of true crime podcasts. More and more are added to the list every day. Figuring out where to start or where to go next can be overwhelming. But have no fear, I'm here to help. I'm Bob Ruff, and this is the place to find your next true crime binge. Eric and I today are joined by Caitlin and Cassie from the PNW Haunts and Homicides. Took me just a minute to figure out what PNW meant. I'm like, what is this? Why would Erica write that when I don't know what these silly social media acronyms mean?
It's a secret club.
Don't make that face. Don't make that face at me.
I don't think that's a social media thing, Bob.
I figured that out when the next line said Pacific Northwest.
But yeah, that's some detective reasoning right there, Bob.
Yeah.
It took context clues.
Yep. Took me just a minute.
We had to shorten it. It's a little long if you just spell it all the way out.
Could you imagine if you did go with that, if it was like Pacific Northwest Haunts and like that would, you wouldn't have room for an image on your logo.
Nightmare, yeah.
Yeah. So if there's any sound issues, we were just discussing before Erica insisted that we turned on our microphones, that you guys are assholes, first of all. So, because
I mean, but why?
Well, yeah. I scrolled up.
What I do today.
I scrolled my mouse over you guys to see which one's Cassie and which one's Caitlin, and both of your names say PNW Haunts and Homicides. I have no idea.
It's a test.
I'm not going to lie. I tried doing the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Caitlin.
I'm not going to remember that. I don't remember that either. But
okay.
Caitlin, I think, was it Caitlin who said that there's someone like installing siding right outside of your window?
Yes. Yeah. Lucky girl.
Yeah. And I was just explaining that that's all right because I have, and by the way, I just recorded an ad for Truth and Justice this morning and I know it's in there repeatedly. I have some horny, lonely boy quail on the other side of this wall that just won't shut the fuck up. I don't know if you guys can hear them or not, but I can hear them.
So what when you say that they're being noise, like what kind of noises are we talking about, Bob?
They like squat, they go,
are they like, is it like quail fucking sounds?
Give
that
us
we're talking
your
about
best impression.
It might be masturbating sounds. I don't know what they're doing out there, but they
but something's going on.
It's at the stage of the look, guys, I raise quail, which is pretty cool. So you get to talk to a guy that raises quail, and
that's a
congratulations.
First.
Yeah, first time ever, right? And it's the point in the breeding stage where I have the male and the females separated, and the males are not happy about it. And they just sit there and they're saying, like, where's my girl? Where's my girl? Or whatever they do out there.
A lot like a human male.
It's blue balls. It's blue balls. Yeah.
Oh, listen, let's get into it. Do you know how you tell the difference between a male and a female quail?
No.
You
can't say that I do, Bob.
Do you want to know? Because I want to tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
I got two. That's two yeses. Erica's unsure.
On the fence. Yeah.
Yeah. So these particular ones are white, so you can't look at the feathers and tell which is which, and so you have to vent sex them. Which there's people that know how to like look at their cloaca or whatever that thing's called.
Yep. I was gonna say it's called a cloaca.
Bob. Yeah, and they can tell if they're boy. I can't. But what I know is that the boys. Their cloaca area swells up like a big ball, and if you squeeze it, thick white foam comes out.
No!
Why are we squeezing it? Why would you do such a thing?
To find, because I don't know. The guy that I watch on YouTube said, if you want to know if it's a boy, squeeze this, squeeze around their bum, and if white.
Like, he doesn't like listen to what everybody on the internet tells him to do, right?
Well, yeah.
Sure, this is a professional that you're.
I mean, the name Quail was in his YouTube channel title, so it must be. But yeah, it looks like shaving cream. It comes out like
And I think that it's, you know, but I don't know if that's what it is.
I don't want to know. I think I've I know enough now.
Your fault. You said blue balls and it got me thinking.
I'm sorry.
That's how you tell it. They're just like pent up, just foamy ball of foam.
Oh my goodness.
And they're
I'm speechless. Oh my God.
Well, now I just want to know what your search is. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Now I'm going to have to go do a YouTube search after this.
Listen, Erica and I, you guys just happen to come in when we've had a holiday break, and Erica and I haven't had a chance to catch up, you know, in a few weeks.
It's been so long.
Yeah, I've been squeezing quail nuts to...
So busy.
You're itching to tell her about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, you should see them too when then you put some hens in there, and they go nuts. I mean...
I can imagine.
Is it like one of those foam parties?
Oh, God. Oh, boy. One of those cages, dye. There's just foam everywhere, and there's like techno music playing. Yep, that's what's going on.
I can play along.
This is what goes on in the NBI. See, this half of the building this way is NBI Studios, and that half is the quail farm. And
the quail brothel. Right. Local quail just come marching down the street.
Before we get into our guest, Erica, I finally played pickleball.
Oh, I heard you mention on the follow-up. What'd you think? How'd you do?
It's so much fun, and I can't find anybody to play with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we got intimidated out of our pickleball courts. They were really good and really serious, and we haven't been back since because we're scared of them.
Well, so I got my. Have you guys ever played pickleball? It's all the rage.
Since I was a kid, but I've been hearing that it's like it's taking over.
Oh yeah, pickleball and quail balls. Those are like the two out here in the Midwest. Those are. Really,
I think that's just your bubble, Bob.
Happened just in my bubble. I don't know what happens. I don't do social media, so all I know what happens like around here, it's all pickleballs and quail balls. That's all that all that's happening.
See, and I was gonna say, if it hasn't made it to TikTok, is it really like taking off? That's true. On TikTok? Is that?
I bet it is now. Is your phone somewhere near you?
Yeah, I bet you. Are we talking about the quail balls or are we talking about the pickleball? Which one?
Oh.
Either one, you're going to be so, your For You page is going to be so fucked now. If your phone is anywhere near you right now listening to this.
It's literally next
my
to
phone
me.
Is nowhere near
you. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't possibly search it.
I'm going to have to start raising quails.
Yeah. Have you ever done that experiment? Like just sit around and just talk about something random and then like pick up your phone and start scrolling TikTok and like it'll be all about that. I got stuck in snake TikTok, like snake talk for weeks. I don't know why. I was having a conversation. My ex-wife is a science teacher, and she came over, and she was admiring my quail and was telling me how she raises snakes. And she has a long conversation about her snakes that she raises. And then I got on the TikTok, and it's just nothing but goddamn snakes all over the – yeah.
Oh. So I learned how it works, apparently, according to, like, somebody – who
according
does,
to the internet.
Like, works. But they did it. They made helped create some of those algorithms, and they say it's you're in the vicinity of somebody who has searched those things, and your phone, if your phone is near somebody else's phone, it will it'll pick up on their interests to try and give you things to like basically be like your friends like snakes, so now you like snakes because that way you'll talk about snakes.
That's actually creepier than what I thought was happening.
Yeah, it is.
Right? It's like it's like makes it real.
It's like making a love connection with our phones.
Ooh. Yeah, against our will.
That feels dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I assumed it was what everybody else assumes it is, and it's just always listening. That's why I like to mattress.
You're looking for porn?
Because you're gonna get mattress ads now.
Why is it the first thing you think of when she says mattresses?
Well, I was still thinking TikTok, and I was like, why do you want to see mattresses?
What's your TikTok like?
I mean, that's fair. I see how we got there now.
I've done that on Instagram ads before, and it worked. Like I was going on a camping trip, and I was remembering I had seen an Instagram ad for like this little camp stove. It was a backpacking trip, so like everything had to be small and light. And it was like this little thing you unrolled and had two little props on it, and you would put it over a campfire to cook on it. Made a little cooking grate. Oh. And I searched the internet all over the place, couldn't find one. So I just sat next to my wife. I'm like, I sure would like a backpacking cooking grate, something I can cook food over fire with when I'm backpacking, not when I'm camping. I want to cook on a grate, open up Instagram, bam, first ad, there it was.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fuck you, algorithm.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Did you feel proud? You created something.
I did. But it gets me.
It's like Inception, but
the algorithm. I don't like how well it works. Do you know how many times I've just like bought shit off of an Instagram ad? I'm just like scrolling. I'm like, oh, what's that? I have so, like, in my car, I have, and I must have complained about it, but I always carry this Nalgene bottle is what I'm always drinking water out of.
Yeah.
And it doesn't fit in my cup holder. Mm. I was always bitching about it. And then I like got on Instagram like, oh, here's a giant cup holder that fits inside your cup holder to fit your Nalgene bottle.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, how do they know? Yep.
They know what you need. And did you buy it?
Of course I bought it. Yeah. I bought two. Yeah.
Sounds like an impulse control problem, Bob.
Yeah.
Listen, I just say the algorithms just work really well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Has nothing to do with ADHD.
Yeah. Nope, nothing at all. So what, you say you got intimidated out of your pickleball court?
Yeah, they were like really serious. Like we got there and they're like, oh, this is how you like wait for your next court. You got to like put your racket in this little thing that hangs on the side of the court and wait until your racket's next. And then you got to like switch your partners and play with people you don't know. And I'm not about that. So we haven't gone.
So it's like pool, like at a pool hall where you're a bar where you just like put your quarters on the table. Like,
literally,
and
they gave me a flyer. Yeah, exactly. Why? This is too intense.
I just go in my gym all the time. Our track runs above the pickleball courts, and there's always a bunch of old people down there playing. I'm like, that looks like fun. I'd much rather be doing that than running. And so I finally convinced my son, who's about to turn 18, who has a weird schedule because he takes college classes and go to school till like 11 in the morning. And I convinced him like to go with me in the morning to the gym, and we'd play pickleball. And so we started. Today was the first day. Today was the fourth time we played. First time we made it through without injury. without some sort of incident. The first time we played and we split two games. We have no idea if we're keeping score correctly or playing properly at all.
Honestly. Yeah,
no idea.
It's honestly a little confusing.
Yeah.
We ran,
did that, and then – and then he threw up. He's not much of an athlete. He vomited. And then that was the first. And then the next time we played, we were going pretty good. And I'm pretty sure I broke my thumb because I was.
Oh my gosh!
The pickleball court, they have, it's like 6 feet away from the wall, and there's this one spot where there's like this giant 3-foot by 3-foot. Air duct that sticks out right there. And he hit one down the line, and I made a really snazzy return, like ran over and hit it back. It was like looking at him running at all 300 pounds of me at full speed running, and then hit that vent. So you ever run into something when it's like there's always a like, oh shit, you know, and you're like right the like, but have you ever ran into something you had No idea. Like the first clue you had something was there was the pain throughout your entire body.
It's very startling.
It's fear and then anger.
Yes. You're so right. Yes.
Yeah. And somehow I caught my, but it was like, I mean, there's still a big like Bob sized dent in the side of this thing. I just ran full speed into it. I still can't pick anything up with my left hand.
Oh.
And then we went.
Sign the dent.
Yeah, I should. Yeah.
Bob was here.
Yeah.
You're a creator.
Yeah, exactly. And then the next time we played, I think he was faking it because he does. So I was always more of an athlete in high school than he is in high school. But I am 44 years old and he's 17. So like I can't lose. I'm like, and he plays varsity tennis. So I'm like, I lost to my 17-year-old tennis player. Like, of course I did. But then if I win, I just talk mad shit. Like I just like, you suck. And I was beating him, and then I hit one right back at his foot, and then he just collapsed on the ground and thought he tore his meniscus, is what he said.
My gosh.
It was fine an hour later. He was being a baby. Yeah. But today we made it through 3 full games, and I beat his ass pretty. Like the first game we played 2 out of 3. The first one he beat me 10-2, and then he was. But then I kind of got him figured out, and then he, Watching him melt down is the best part of. Either of you guys have kids?
No.
No.
Oh man, making your kid upset.
You're on your own, Bob.
If you ever have kids, making your child upset is one of the great joys in life.
Fully.
Oh, yeah, he's getting so mad, and I just keep talking shit the whole time.
It's payback, right, for the toddler years.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Yeah, really the toddler years. Oh my God, those are the easy years. Wait till they get into high school.
Oh God, and
you got like big kid problems. Yeah. Anyway, no. Fuck him. But I beat him.
That's the most dad thing ever. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I don't know if he's going to go back anymore because he was pretty upset, and then I could
see you intimidated him out of it.
Yeah. Well, and my problem is I don't have the maturity. I don't possess the ability. To read the room and know, like, he's genuinely mad that I beat
him. And you're still going at
it. And I'm still just like, man, that's crazy how you scored the first 10 points of the whole thing, and then I scored all the rest of them, like, the whole time. Every single point after that was your old 44-year-old dad that beat you.
But he loves it. He says, unironically.
Yeah, right. So, Caitlin and Cassie, I don't know much about you, and that's Erica's fault.
that's okay.
I'd beg to differ. I think it's their fault.
Is it? We're very fault. Mysterious.
Yeah. Are you guys mysterious? I know that I'm assuming you're from the Pacific Northwest. Otherwise, it's a weird idea for a podcast.
That's correct. That would be very weird.
I wanted to assume that as well, but I don't assume things and put them on your notes, Bob.
Right. She put, this is what she puts on my notes. Like, if you see, she had to have spent 20 minutes piecing together these symbols to make this right there.
Copy and paste, Bob.
Oh, cute.
This is what she knows about Caitlin is.
Bob, you want to know exactly what I did? I Googled the word shrug, and literally, like, the first result was that, and I just copied and pasted.
Perfect.
Huh. That's cute.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Yes. See?
I don't know how the internet works. I'm just going to.
And our listeners have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. But, yeah. So it's like a hyphen, but it's way too high. I don't see. That's what got me. I don't know what that symbol is. And then a forward slash or a backslash and then an underscore and then a parentheses. Somehow she made a weird face of a person shrugging. With symbols instead of finding anything out about Caitlin. So I don't remember which one I used, Caitlin, but whichever one that's you on the left. Okay. Tell me about yourself. What do you do? You're in a really coolly lit room. It's purpley and.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got quite a lot of our early podcast startup fund invested in LED lights, as you can
see.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm an incredibly enthusiastic waiver. Those are really kind of the main points about me.
That's mostly everything about Caitlin. You wave and you spend. And the podcast, is it on video or is it just audio?
So we release the main episodes audio only, but for each of our tarot readings, we actually post the tarot videos to the Patreon because we were fully convinced that when some of our readings pretty early on were just felt so dead on for the topic that we were like, people are absolutely going to think we're like faking these. We're just like, yeah. You know, cherry picking right. The cards and nobody called us on it, but we're like, here's that tarot video no one asked for. So makes you sense. Can see.
Keeps us honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to circle back to the tarot things. So, but at least the LED lighting makes sense because someone's going to see it. Otherwise, just kind of gets you in the mood.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. That too. It gets us in the spooky dark. And otherwise, she turns off all the lights and.
Right.
Yes.
So you are an enthusiastic waiver. That's what we got out of Caitlin, who likes LED lights.
Not much out there, Bob.
Dog mom.
Yeah. Can we find out what state in the Pacific Northwest you're in?
Oh yeah, we're not secretive about that. We're both Oregon natives, so we both live just outside the Portland metro area.
So, where specifically? Like, my sister lives around there, so I may recognize it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, we grew up out in Hillsborough.
Okay, nope, don't recognize it. Okay.
I'm glad you explained why you're like, could you tell me more? Like, are you going to their house?
No, no, Bob, I've already been there.
Okay, so Oregon, Oregon, do you
Oregon.
Care?
Oregon.
We care.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Listen.
Is that a common stance against Oregonians?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's a fireable offense.
We're actually
sure.
Oregonians.
Yeah.
So it's not Oregon or Oregon. It's Oregon, but it's Oregonians.
Oregon. Yeah.
Yes.
But Oregon.
Yep.
Oregon.
Okay.
You got it. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know how to say that, but I never know which thing I'm supposed to say. And I hate, like, it's one of those words where I just panic if I'm like reading something out loud. And
you
I say,
refuse
oh,
to say it.
Yeah. You know what the word gets me?
What?
Ant. Like which, aunt or
yeah, which
aunt. Well, that's
aunt.
The problem. Yeah, when I read that and it elicits just sheer panic out of me if I'm like recording a podcast. I'm like, his aunt, and then I said like, I'm not British.
That's oh, right.
His aunt, and I'm like, I'm also not six. I don't know.
Just which go one. For the TT. Just say TT, and it's
TT.
Good to go. Yeah,
never heard that before.
Oh no, that's no. What I go by. I'm a TT.
Aww.
It's easier to say.
I'm an aunt. Yeah. Stuck with the plain old aunt.
You're not an auntie. Auntie Erica. Okay, so Oregon. You're both from Oregon. Mm-hmm. Oregon. Are you sure that's right?
Oregon. Yes.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
See, you keep saying you know how to say this word, and then you're continuing to struggle saying the word, Bob.
Oregon. Sure. I'm just not sure I believe, because I, listen. I can't even get into the whole thing about. Did you guys know that the term Eskimo is now a term that they say that you're not supposed to say anymore?
Oh,
that you're
no,
supposed to say,
really?
Yeah, here's, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought until I was talking to an Eskimo who told me, "Quote: If I'm not an Eskimo, what am I? It must be some white person that said that."
Yeah.
I mean. So now I don't know what to do. So now this dude is telling me I'm insulting him if I don't say it. And then the internet is telling me that I'm insulting people if I do say it.
We've run across a few of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're like, coin toss?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And
there's a few.
Lucky for me, the only way and reason why that word will ever come up in conversation is if I'm having this particular conversation right now. So
yeah,
I'm probably
exactly
safe.
I was going to say, yeah, like I'd heard that like, I guess you're not supposed to say Eskimo anymore.
Say Inuit.
But then I was like, I just didn't think it was going to be an issue for me ever, because I don't right. think I'm ever going to interact with somebody.
You work with me. It'll be an issue. It'll come up.
I guess now. Shit.
I mean, it certainly could. We've covered some cases in Alaska.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, well, I hear it all the time because the crowd that listens to my other show is very much like always there helping me out, letting me know when I'm saying something that I shouldn't be saying.
Yeah.
Someone will listen to this podcast and tell me you're wrong about Oregon. It'll happen.
Well, they will feel satisfied in their wrongness, I'm sure, but
right. They can talk to us. Send them our way.
But this is how it generally works, though, is it's like you are – or from Oregon, mm-hmm. And someone from Florida will tell me, Bob, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's Oregon.
Oregon.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oregon. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Where's the U come from? So, Cassie, tell me, but I know a little bit more about you.
How do
I know
you know
you're,
more about me?
Because Erica's creepy
I know
and weird.
How.
I don't.
Your Instagram is not private.
Oh,
that's how.
Okay.
So I know that you are a photographer.
Oh, yes. Okay. You dug deep.
Is that accurate?
That's literally on your bio on your Instagram.
She's like,
she dug all the way to the second sentence of the bio on your Instagram. What do you take pictures of?
I take pictures of anything. I mean, it's kind of just a hobby. I do some family photography. I've done a wedding. Not a fan. I like to take pictures of like spiders and weird, cool little things.
It doesn't surprise me given the nature of the podcast.
Yeah.
And also says that you're into heavy metal music.
What?
Is that shit?
Okay, did you or did you not go to a Korn concert?
I did. Okay. Is that heavy metal? Is that considered
heavy? Metal.
Yeah.
I wanted to just put metal, not heavy metal, but then I was like, that just sounds weird. I don't know.
I really like all kinds of music, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
Korn, not anymore.
Now you're a heavy metal music listener. Yeah.
That's all you got.
I stereotyped you. When I saw, I was like, she doesn't look like a heavy metal. I don't know what a heavy metal listener
She's
looks
all
like.
Black.
Do I look like a heavy metal listener, Bob?
Do you look like a heavy metal? No, you look like you would go to any Florida Georgia Line concert.
Oh. I'm only not offended by that because I am going to see Luke Combs in a few months. No, but I do listen. I like heavy metal. I do listen to metal.
I don't know where the line is. Like I'm not a Korn fan. I'm a Metallica fan. Does that count?
Sure. That's technically the OG of heavy metal.
Yeah.
But it's a little different than modern metal, but that counts.
So that counts. So you've been to a, rather than saying you're yes, into heavy metal music, let's say you've once been to a Korn concert.
I have. That is fact.
She shared a lot of videos. I thought she was really
I'm just curious. What were the last three concerts you went to?
Korn.
Okay.
Check. Machine Gun Kelly.
Not check.
Paul McCartney.
Metal, but like, you know.
Paul McCartney's okay, definitely not. Yeah, that's a range.
Yes.
That's a pretty good range. How about you, Cassidy? That's not your name, Caitlin.
Caitlin. Not even close.
He was trying to like mash up our names and I hate it. Nobody knows how to spell my name. I feel like at this point, it's not too late to change it. You know?
Go with Cassidy. Yeah. Your last three concerts.
I think it would be, we went to the Halsey concert together the summer.
I heard about that one.
Yeah. And then I saw Bryce Vine and, I'm really going to blank out. Ryan Caraveo.
Okay. I'm over three. I don't know who any of those three people are. I don't know what genre. Never heard their names before in my entire life.
I would say probably both of the male artists are in a similar vein to Halsey, where they're a little bit eclectic and
right. But Poppy. Halsey was one of the people that I didn't. One of the bands I didn't know.
Yeah, I can't help you. That was for Erica.
Do you know who Halsey is?
Erica? No, that's on you. That's on you. You brought it up.
Can someone sing me a Halsey song? What?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll just
bust it out.
Rip off a few measures. Is that what they call them? A couple of measures?
I'm trying to think of what would be the actual
like on the radio
best known.
I have no idea.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
I'm familiar with Hall and Oates. Is it like Hall and Oates?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly. Like,
different, but same.
Yeah, same type of jam. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can. I'm doing it. I'm Googling it right now. I need to know what her top hit was. Okay, so it's basically either it would be Without Me or Nightmare. And I just don't feel like that's going to help him at all.
Probably not.
It didn't help me.
Don't talk about me like I'm not in the room.
Bob,
I don't know if this idiot
the women
is
will
going
handle it,
to understand
Let the women
any
do
of
the
this.
Work. Let the women handle it, Bob.
Okay. I'm going to say you listen to alt music because
that's
me. I'm very mainstream. I'm really up to date on the latest and greatest of everything. Since I've heard of them.
Justin Bieber.
Like Hall & Oates. Yeah. Yeah. Justin Bieber, Hall & Oates. Yeah.
I went to a Biebs concert recently with my mom. I took my mom.
You went and saw the Biebs?
Yeah.
Man, you really have a range of music you like.
Yes.
Yeah, she does.
Nice. Do you guys want to know the last three concerts I went to?
Yes.
I guess.
Well, now it's like feels like pity. No one really asked.
No, I'm dying to know.
Okay. So it was Eric Church.
Okay.
And then before that, it was, this is upsetting, is Eric Church, And then before that, it was Eric. Listen, I'm not an Eric Church junkie, but I've only been to three concerts in the last 5 years, and they were all three
Eric Church concerts. Hey, man, you have your favorites. You got to see them whenever they're in town. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true, because my last three concerts were the National, and probably Foreigner, but the National is my favorite band.
Yeah. Right. Never heard of the National either.
Nobody has either.
Me neither.
Right. Yeah. Foreigner. I've heard of that one. Yeah, Foreigner's in the zeitgeist right now. That's a good one.
Wait, it is?
No, obviously not. That's a joke. From the 80s.
Yeah, you're so gullible.
You weren't born when they were popular. Cassie, you have we'd like to talk about dogs, and you have a Doberman named Shay.
I do. Yeah. I have a Doberman, I have a pit bull.
Oh, Erica.
They're
has
both
a pit bull,
very, or some very sort of vicious.
Bulldog, yeah. Yeah, so vicious. Yes, I bet.
So vicious. They're the biggest babies in the whole world. They wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah.
Honestly,
you,
my wiener dogs are scarier, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Erica didn't even know you had wiener dogs.
I saw them on the Instagram, but I could not figure out if they actually belong to one of you two.
You're like, whose dogs are these? It's a little unclear. Yep.
Exactly. They're the pod dogs. They're always in the room when we record.
Okay. Yeah, actually, you guys kept referring to them that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what is the relationship between the two of you?
Oh.
I'm going to let Cassie answer to see where I stand.
We were high school sweethearts. So, we were friends in high school. We kind of after high school didn't talk really. We don't really know why. You know, high school, you just kind of leave.
A lot of people from high school I don't talk to anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I've never made a podcast with any of them, but.
Well, we remained like Facebook friends, and one day realized that we were in the same true crime podcast fan group. Mm. And she messaged me and was like, "You're weird too." And I was like, "Yeah, I am." She was like, "Want to start a podcast in the garage?" And I said, "Yes, absolutely."
Very nice. Which fan group were you in?
Do you remember?
I do.
Oh,
he's it fishing, was morbid. Guys. He's fishing.
Just of course, it was morbid.
You were in the morbid fan page. So you could have said Truth and Justice. I wouldn't. I mean, no one would go back to you. That's fine.
I know. I usually don't say, but I mean, we're guests. I don't want to be impolite.
Right. So you were in the morbid fan page, you guys. You guys met. It's interesting. You said you like remained Facebook friends, but not. I guess that's probably how most people do it. I'm the opposite. Yeah. I have a lot of. Just this week, I got a message from somebody because I unfriended them from Facebook, and
they noticed
immediately. I don't know how they noticed.
That's
probably because
creepy.
That's well, how the you reason know you're I never friending them again. Say,
good idea that you unfriended them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was the reason I unfriended them is because they kept tagging me, and I never look. I have to look at Facebook for work. Yeah. So I really only look at my notifications. I never scroll anybody's stuff. Well, this dude he's a flat earth guy.
Oh,
and I made the mistake of engaging with him one day about his nonsense. And so then he tagged me in like 25 posts in a day trying to convince me. And so I was like, okay, I don't need to. But see, I'm the opposite. Like I'll totally hang out with that dude. Like he's a good dude, but I don't want to. Like,
do you know the underpinnings of that conspiracy theory?
Yeah. Oh, it's always an interesting conversation. but the thing is, he's not like, if he doesn't have access to like a keyboard and links, then he doesn't really want to get too deep into the conversation. I'm like, but why when a boat just drives away, does it disappear? Over the horizon, he's like, dude, fake, and then sends you 15 links. Like, here's a dude who explains why that's fake, stuff like that. But yeah, so I was like him, like, so like, I don't mind him, but I don't like the internet version of him. So I just unfriend people, which my wife tells me is mean and horrible thing to do. It's like the ultimate insult, but I explained it to him because I got a message saying, dude, what the hell? You unfriended me? Like, are you pissed? I'm like, no, I'm not mad. Well, why did you unfriend me? I was like, I don't want to be friends with internet you. I'm like, we're still friends.
I love that.
I don't need Facebook. We're definitely stealing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Facebook Brandon's a douchebag, but, you know, like real life Brandon's fine.
You know when I usually unfriend people is on their birthdays because it pops up. It'll be like so-and-so's birthday today. And I'll be like, ooh, who's that again? And then I'll unfriend them.
Perfect.
Happy birthday.
I unfriend a lot of people because I don't know how or why I'm friends with them.
Exactly. But it's always on their birthday because otherwise I have no idea they're there.
Yeah.
It's a good chance they won't notice on their birthday though because they're so busy reading all of the birthday messages.
Everybody else's. Until they're like, why didn't Erica wish me happy birthday?
Yeah. And they're like, oh. And then they go check. Yeah. And then they message me. Yep.
No, like when I open up Facebook to look at my links for work or my notifications for work, there's always like those couple of posts right there. And anytime I bring that up, I'm like, who the fuck is this person? Like, I don't know that person.
Yep.
And then I just delete it. Because you remember like back in the day, it was like you just friended. Or you like,
everybody.
It was like a status symbol to have. And I'm like, I have no idea who that person even is. And I feel like people change their names on there. Or,
they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know anybody. I've never known anybody by that name ever. So,
that's weird. Any
Hoosier. So you guys were in the Morbid fan group and decided, hey, let's start. So whose idea? Who initiated let's start a podcast?
Caitlin. 100%.
The ringleader over here.
I never would have.
Yes, if you could address me by the proper moniker, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, right. So Cassie or Caitlin, you had this idea you wanted to. Now, had you been thinking about I want to start a podcast, or was it like?
Yeah, I had been, and I was like, I don't really want to do it solo. I think I don't know. It just felt like something that should be social by nature. So. Mm-hmm. Which I think says a lot to the people that, you know, then go and listen to our podcast and there's like, I hate it when there's banter. And I'm like, well,
go somewhere else.
Exactly. I feel like you should have known what you were in for, but okay.
We literally say in our description, Cassie and Caitlin chat about true crime and the paranormal. So
yeah.
Chatting implies there might be a little bit of banter.
Right. Yeah. Some back and forth. That's why there's two of you.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, because otherwise I could have, you know, done it on my own, but I thought it would be fun to do with a partner and just make that my new hyper focus.
You know, you made a good choice because I went the other way with my first with Truth and Justice, and it's a grind sitting in here by myself, just reading into a microphone all the time.
Yeah.
That's why
you got to have that body double.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, for this show, that's why I just unload all my quill ball stories onto Erica and whoever's joining
my mother.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Oh, I forgot. Hi, Mrs. Cantor. Oh. How are you?
She's our number one fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Has she said anything to you about me saying hello to her?
Oh, yes. I think she told me to say something else to you again. You know what? You guys should just get each other's cell phone numbers and talk about, having me play.
I prefer to communicate to Mrs. Cantor through the podcast. That's why.
I love that.
I'm not good. Yeah. Keep talking. I'll find it.
So did you know you wanted to do Pacific Northwest paranormal or did once you decided to do a podcast, did you work out the details of what it looked like?
It was a little bit of both. I knew that I was definitely interested in the true crime. The paranormal wasn't really so much a consideration for me.
Not at all.
Or not at all. Yeah, because that's really what I meant to say.
And then I was like, I won't do it unless I can talk about ghosts.
And I was like, nice. But okay. Do you have to?
Cassie, you find yourself in a superior upper hand negotiating position where she needed you. So you're like deal breaker for me.
She definitely needed me. She needed someone to edit, first of all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That was your idea. And then you make Cassie edit.
Actually, we chatted about it in the beginning. We thought about splitting it 50-50 and... I was like, if I'm being honest, it's going to take me like the next 10 years to figure out how to do it because I can't learn something like that. It's going to take like fine detail and attention. Just my brain says
not for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I already did photography editing, so I figured I could pick this up. It was pretty, it wasn't too bad to learn. A couple YouTube videos.
Yeah, like I learned how to edit and how to make a podcast from like a 14-year-old on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Back in 2015, I was like, I want to make a podcast. How do you do that? And he's like, download this software, record, and then this is how Audacity works. Yeah, I just figured it out from there.
So I got to tell you guys how I know about the Audacity. And I kind of hate that I'm saying this in front of Bob because I know he's not going to let me live it down. But I first learned of that software when I used to be a board member of the Michigan State University Paranormal Society.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hey, girl. Hey. Hey, to listen to audio from our investigation.
Oh, you might have to come on.
I also love the paranormal, Cassie. Yay.
You were part of a nerd club?
Oh, my God, yes. I almost founded the nerd club. I was like 1 year after they founded the nerd club.
Oh, that's awesome.
Were you like the president?
I was the tech manager for the nerd club. Oh, yeah.
The nerdiest of all nerd positions.
Wow. Yeah,
literally, you're right, actually.
Yeah. Like head nerd.
Yeah.
We've already taken up, I've taken up too much time, but this conversation is going to continue. Listen, I already went off on my other show about this. It's not quails, it's quail, the plural of quails. And it came up because someone said, Bob, in our YouTube chat on our live stream for Truth and Justice, they said on our first episode of the new year, they said, how are the quails doing? And I had a complete meltdown, not because of the quails, because 50 people had texted me the night before telling me Happy New Year's. And I pull my, there's only 1 year. It's just 1 year. It's one new year.
Oh, it's short for Happy New Year's Day.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I say when I mess up. You
throw an apostrophe in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No. Wrong. I don't buy it. Wrong. Okay. So you guys decided to make this podcast. Caitlin, you want to do true crime. And Cassie just hold you hostage for her editing and co-hosting experience to do paranormal as well. So then what's the format of the show? Like, is it, do you guys alternate episodes, paranormal or true crime, or do you mix it up in the episode?
So typically we alternate between the two genres. We did actually fairly recently where we did a 50-50 split. And that was kind of fun because it felt like it took a little bit of the pressure off. Occasionally we find stories where we're like, I guess this could be just like a really short episode, but you kind of feel like, oh, I don't really want to like cut it too short. And are people going to hate these like little mini episodes? And so we mashed it up and that was fun for us.
Yeah. But we like to keep it like she
thought that was the extent of Cassie's controversy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she said. It takes my brain a second to work. It's fine. She definitely.
That's that witty
always
banter we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That's right. Why we edit, because I will say something dumb or I will just not say anything at all and be like, wait, no, I had something to say.
Yeah. Can you set me up again? Let me try it again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
A lot of editing. No, but Caitlin does the true crime. I don't touch it typically. Once in a while, I'll come across a paranormal one that will involve the mention of a murder, but I won't go any further because I just don't like it.
So. Right. Yeah. Well, paranormal is more fun. Like, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. I've really drug this conversation out because I kind of don't want to talk about this case.
I know. Cassie's with you on
and
that.
It's such a downer. Yeah.
Yeah. I almost texted Erica beforehand. I was like reading about the case and I'm like, where's the
good part?
Where's the good part? Like, this is just like this guy did these horrible things and then they killed him. That was the end of that story.
I can distract you for a second though, because we didn't mention the most important part is we do a tarot reading for every.
Oh, yeah. We were going to circle back to the tarot reading.
Yeah.
So
I was still
that
waiting. I'm like, I assume he'll just let me know.
We're not going to let this go. Yeah.
It's all part of the format. I just find the perfect spot to fit the
airtight.
Yeah.
Airtight over here at NBI Studio.
Right. I don't know what that means. A tarot, like I know there's like cards. Is that like where you're like, oh, it's the death card and you're gonna die, that kind of thing?
Yeah, but no.
There is a death card. It doesn't mean actual death, though.
Yeah,
it's a lot of symbolism and.
Shouldn't they named it something else?
Yeah, change.
It's like change. Yeah.
It's the death of one thing.
That's very dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So dramatic.
So that's the truth. There's that waving. Right? That's the waving we learned so much about.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're a very good waver. I actually, if you guys could only see this.
Yeah. The waving in the faces.
Yeah. So explain, like how does do you just shuffle the cards and pick one? And that's your, like, how does a tarot card reading work?
Yeah, I mean, you can treat it just like 52 card pickup if you want to, because
just throw them all over the ground.
Yeah,
I mean, I do all the time, but it's mostly unintentional. I just, you know, the tarot cards are not the same size as like a standard deck of cards. They're a little bit taller, and I have like the hands of like a kindergartner, so shuffling is a bit of an ask for me. So
she also makes me shuffle. That's another reason she needed me.
Yeah.
I see you have very long fingers in that.
I have normal sized hands.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And Caitlin is hiding. She won't show us her hands.
I know.
So all that waving.
Not so big on waving, huh? Yeah.
can you do a tarot card reading for me right now?
Yeah.
Show me. I don't know if I want to do that.
All of our episodes, but we don't ever impose if we're on somebody else's show, but we're happy to.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Is there anything you want to know in your life, or any questions you have, or do you just want something in general?
Just so you can ask the cards questions?
Yeah.
Not like a yes or no.
Not like a yes or no
thing usually.
Last week I had some serious questions because I don't know if you know this, but the Mega Millions jackpot was up to $1.3 billion. Yeah. And
Bob, you're not going to win the lottery off of a tarot reading.
It wouldn't tell me what the lottery numbers were if I never play the lottery, but I get in on that, and then Becky and I were sitting around surfing through Zillow, and I was like sending, I'm like, here's a $18 million place in Montana. I think this will accommodate all of our needs.
You got to be prepared for that windfall.
Yeah, you got to do something. You know, where are you going to put the money? The bank only insures $250,000. You got to put it somewhere.
Spread it around.
We can ask something like, will you be financially stable?
Okay. Will I be financially stable in 2023? Erica, this has a big effect on you.
Oh, that's true, actually. Crossing my fingers then, whenever I'm supposed to.
Or will I have to let Tara...
True Crime Binge is going to go crazy, right? That's your question.
Okay. I like want to hold them up so you can see I'm not cheating.
It's so weird. You guys are backwards. So you were looking this way and it looked like you were looking off screen, but you were looking at Cassie. So she's cutting the cards.
Will Bob be financially stable in 2023? I see the card. So we kind of just go off intuition, whatever card is like popping out at our eyeballs.
I noticed there wasn't much ceremony there. You just kind of grabbed a card.
It is the Hermit.
Okay. That's accurate, I think.
Definitely
going to
break out the book for this one.
Yeah.
Do you want the little book and I'll take the...
Yeah, I'll tell you. There's a bear on the card because it's our P&W card. So it has animals from the Pacific Northwest.
This is creepy because, Erica knows this. The gays love me. I've been referred to as a bear by...
You'll definitely be a bear.
You are going to make a... Yeah, sure. Very good connection then.
Yeah, that's me. That's me, the bear.
Hollywood.
This is card number 9. I don't know if number 9 has any significance for you.
Not that I'm trying to think of something. Nope, nothing niner. Okay. No niners.
Maybe that's the Mega Millions.
Maybe.
Maybe that was the Mega Ball number.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is a black bear. It tells you what kind of animal it is.
Okay, well.
Oh, this is so funny. Okay. I always do a little pre-read just so that I don't, like, totally stumble.
Uh-huh.
There's a short little extra excerpt along with the interpretation, and it says, "This card reminds you to be patient and brutally honest with yourself as you work to gain perspective."
I prefer to be honest with other people.
Yeah. I mean, it's far more comfortable.
Or brutally honest that you might not win the Mega Millions.
Maybe.
That's what it's telling me? Well, it was right. I mean, I didn't.
This says, remember the saying, what the student... Oh, see, and then, you know, I did that pre-read so I wouldn't stumble. You can see how right, well yep. it works.
And then, there, yeah. and then there it was.
I have a podcast. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Do you remember that saying, Bob? I don't feel like I remember it, but... Hmm.
It sounds like something Mr. Miyagi would say.
Yeah, right?
1,000%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Yoda, something Yoda-y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just
but he would
mix
say it all
the...
mixed up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When ready you are, the teacher will arrive. Arrive, he will.
I think so. That's the vibe I'm getting for sure. Okay. I'm going to skip to the money interpretation for sure. The hermit offers guidance in a financial matter. He may encourage you to seek counsel from someone wiser or more experienced than yourself.
Mm-hmm. I would never admit anyone's wiser or more experienced.
It's
what
a big
the card is telling you.
Yeah. I will spend 4 hours telling you what to do with your finances, having no idea what I'm talking about.
That's why you were window shopping on Zillow.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Let's prepare.
Sometimes this card represents turning away from material things to follow a spiritual path.
So I'm going to be broke. That's what that means. Well, I understand totally. I asked if I'm going to be financially prosperous, and it said I should turn away from material things and take a spiritual path. That sounds like a homeless person. That's what that's telling me.
Literally, it said to you, it was like, maybe just like... Invest in something else besides money this year.
Well, yeah. I think...
Don't focus on your bank account. Yeah. Focus on your spiritual journey.
You're going to learn
public
from somebody.
Land where you're allowed to live.
But no, that totally works for you, Bob, because like for the 2 years that I've known you, you've been asking, like, can somebody please answer my crypto questions? And that whole thing was like, you need to find your teacher. So you're going to find your best financial advisor this year, and then they're going to run you into the ground.
Is the student ready?
Yeah. So if you put those together, what the fuck? So that means I'm going to find somebody that's going to tell me what to do with my money, and it's going to result in me taking a spiritual journey without any material things.
I have some advice. Okay.
Okay.
What I'm getting is that you need to just stop focusing on making the money and maybe, you know, maybe focus on learning the crypto or focus on these other creative things you're doing to make the money, but don't put your focus on doing everything just for the money. But the money will come if you put your focus on
I like the way that sounds.
Things.
And actually, I'm 90% of the way there because I never, ever think about money. I'm a terrible businessman. And I just keep doing shit. It costs me money. And did I mention I raise quail?
Exactly.
You know how much money the quail have made me? -$3,000. That's how much the quail have made.
Well, it's perfect. You're on the right track, I think.
Yeah.
So I think so.
I'm on my spiritual journey. So when you guys do these tarot card reading, you do them at the beginning of the episode, the end of the... When do you do them? Like, what's an episode sound like?
We used to do them at the beginning. I don't remember why.
Are they about... Do you do a reading, like, about the case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it made more sense over time. What we realized was... If we did them at the beginning, I think the thought was initially that you'd be able to kind of mull over what the reading was telling us the whole time you're listening to the case. But what we found was we were kind of having to review the interpretation at the end, and it felt like we were kind of like going through it twice, I guess, in a sense. So by the time we both know the full story, that felt like the time to go through and be like, immediately then we can make those connections. Yeah. And we felt like that made more sense.
We're more powerful too when both of us are focused on when we know what we're pulling a card for. Sure. So at the beginning, one of us wouldn't know the topic or anything about the story. So we wouldn't have any input, like any mental input into the cards. I don't know if that makes any sense, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, no, it doesn't for me, but I can see...
He's the Dave. Our friend who's like, tarot is hooey.
Woo-woo.
Oh, I'm definitely in the tarot is hooey camp, that's for sure. But, you know, to everyone, you know, to each their own, whatever people like to do. whatever works for you. Were you both like into, because it's interesting that you hated each other for those years after high school. And then when you come together and you reconcile that you're both, so like, were you both like into tarot?
The tarot brought us back together.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, we drew a card and it told us like, make amends.
Make a podcast. Oh, yeah. Amends, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Amends and then a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Right. Make amends and then make a podcast. But make no, sorry, were you guys both, is that something you guys were both into?
I kind of like, I think we were both starting to dabble in witchcraft.
Dabblers.
So, yeah.
Dabblers in witchcraft. I've been dabbling with the
quail.
The quail nuts. Dabbling
with those nuts, Bob.
Yeah, right. So you're both dabbling. So you said the word witchcraft. So are you like, is that, I know like witchcraft and Wiccan, those are different things.
They are.
Right? Or are they not?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Wiccan just has rules. Witchcraft, I mean, if you can do whatever you want, basically, there's no rules.
Okay. And so that's kind of what you guys, that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was going to say like your religion or faith, but I don't even know. I don't know what the right word is.
It's just our thing. It's fine.
Some people do identify as like, mm-hmm. I'm a practicing Wiccan and they consider that their religion.
Uh-huh.
But. We're not that serious about it for the most part.
Dabblers.
Yeah.
You dabble. Okay. Well, it's super interesting.
I can't stop picturing somebody doing, I'm like picturing the dab.
Oh.
This thing that my 11-year-old does? Yeah. Yeah. He's also not super with it because I'm pretty sure this went out of style a couple of years ago, but he'll still,
right?
Like,
it had to have. By now.
He turns 12 next week, and he'll still get all the buzz and be like, what's up, Dad? Pah!
You know, just oh, like, my gosh.
Do the dab thing. Yeah. I can't make him be cool. I keep trying, but the problem is that I don't know how myself, so it's hard for me to really direct him.
He'll be starting a paranormal society.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he's heading it. Yes. Well, he's on the right track. He's very proud of right now that he has started a Dungeons and Dragons club at school.
Nice.
Ooh, that's A, cool that he started a club. B,
right.
I've also been wanting to get into that recently with my boyfriend.
Yeah, my boyfriend's brother has been trying to get us to play, actually.
Cassie, you with the D&D?
I've had people trying to get me to play, yes. I don't understand.
Like, he's explaining it to me, and he's like, no, you roll a die, and then you, like, tell us, and there's, I'm like, well, what, how do you, he's like, the person just, like, makes
you have to have somebody creative, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Makes the story. I'm like, you just get to make up the rules as you go along. It's like, yeah, you just you know, like you roll a die, and then it's like, you got a two. And it's like, well, the dragon ate you, so you're dead now. Like, I don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's super. I've never played, obviously, before in my life. But it is really, I'm really cool that you took the initiative to, like, start a club.
That's cool.
You know, not, I mean.
That's not what you were hoping for, though.
Listen,
that's cool now. Nerddom is in.
It's not the football club or whatever.
Listen, I've learned.
Chicks are into hot nerds.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah. Nerds are
my
cool.
My kids are. You know, I've got great kids, and they're all super super talented. But what's weird is, I was like very much an athlete through school and was kind of like the jock guy, right? And then I was and like when I had two boys, I'm like, I'm a boys, I'm gonna be Friday nights, I'm gonna be at the football game watching my kids play football. And my oldest, who's about to graduate, I used to go watch him play in the band at halftime on Friday. That was his thing. Very musically talented. Yeah,
I was also in the marching band.
Yeah, see? Little one. I was, you know what, it was cool to, it took a little bit of, like, for me to say, like, this is just, he's just into different things than you were into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely when you expect one thing, it's just not necessarily what you're gonna get. I would have expected both of my kids to be like super athletes, and neither of them are. But my stepdaughter is a crazy athlete. Like, she's very good.
Sometimes
softball,
it just
volleyball.
Skips a generation, which is right. Definitely what happened in my family.
Or two.
You know?
One of the things that, the shitty things I said to my son this morning when I was beating his ass at pickleball was he looks like his legs are on backwards when he runs, which is
hilarious.
True. It's not true at all. Like, he was, but I like, he was at the pinnacle of like starting to get over the fact that he was like starting to really focus on the game. So I had to just take him down a peg or two.
Take him back down a peg or two.
Yeah.
Pickleball's
yeah.
a real psychological game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's a psychological
Aren't
game.
Aren't there
for
pickles?
Me.
Cause now I'm kind of hungry.
Damn it. I do love pickles.
Oh, I just ate a sandwich with a pickle on it right before we started the show.
Well, you don't have to brag.
Yeah. Dude. God.
It's a Clausen. No big deal. Hey, with that.
The best pickles.
Oh, they got that crunch. So we're an hour in, and I know.
You keep talking about pickles, it'll be another hour.
You dabble in pickles too, do you?
I'm not kidding, though. Now I was like, wait, I actually do have a story about pickles, but no. We'll save it.
You know, he eats a lot of pickles. My asshole son loves to eat. That's how he gets me back for the shit I do.
Damn he'll eat
the last pickle. He did it the other day. There was two left. He knows I like a pickle.
You can't have just one.
Oh my gosh.
They were big ones. They were the half pickles, but they're big. Yeah, and there was two left, and I knew, I was like, well, in case he comes up for midnight snack, I'll still have one tomorrow. And then he'll take him and then leave the jar in there, so I'll like pick out a
You got juice.
Yeah, use that for a Bloody Mary or something.
No, you know what I use it for? Yeah. I do use it in Bloody Marys, is I take my quail eggs, hard boil them, and then I put the quail eggs in the pickle juice and let them pickle. Cassie. That face isn't necessary.
Sorry, I can't control my face.
It's just like a cartoon frown face. It was like
it really does, huh?
Literally, the corner of your mouth went down like a frowny face. dude, pickled quail eggs with a little bit of sriracha on them. That's it's delicious. Don't make that face at me. You would like it, of all people. You would like it. All right. Well, thank God we managed to get through this without having to talk about this terrible case. I'll wait. You guys have an episode coming up. I didn't mention you guys launched the show last year, May of 2021. So in less than a year, you've already have 90 episodes out. At least that's according to Erica. Yeah. And more to come. And the case we were going to talk about was Cal Coburn Brown.
I know. Don't you hate that name?
Yeah.
I mean, it's annoying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been happier somebody was put to death than when I read this story, mm-hmm. and I don't believe in the death penalty.
Yeah. Same. It really made me judge myself.
Yeah. I read the last sentence. I'm like, oh, well, good for them. You know, like, mm-hmm. you killed that guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can hear about that in an upcoming episode of the podcast. Their names are Caitlin and Cassie, and the podcast is called PNW Haunts and Homicide, which stands for Pacific Northwest, if you were not aware. Check it out. I can only assume it could be your next big true crime binge. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Crime Binge is an NBI Studios production and is distributed by Audioboom. Produced and edited by Kelly Behrens-Brink, our production manager and co-host is Erica Cantor. Music and show artwork was created by Shane Yoder of PutThemInASong.com, and episode artwork is created by John Hayes. Our website, TrueCrimeBinge.com, was created by Katie Ross of CreatedInTandem.com. If you're a listener and would like to recommend a future guest or a podcaster that would like to request an interview, you can do so right on our website. And again, that web address is truecrimebinge.com. If you're enjoying the show, please do me a huge favor and take a minute to rate and review us on iTunes or whatever platform you're using to listen. Make sure you give us a follow on social media. We can be found everywhere at True Crime Binge. And thank you so much for listening. And make sure you tune in next Wednesday morning for another podcaster, another case, and another True Crime Binge.